living as a conscious creator, being somebody who is clear as to what exactly you are, pure consciousness, an individualized expression of God, right? Of that infinite consciousness that organizes and manages, orchestrates the symphony of existence. When you understand that you are a part of that system, a part of that existence, that you are connected, that you are one with that essence, and you are on this conscious journey to live consciously as a creator, creating your own reality, creating your own universe, there are a few elements of this truth that you want to be mindful about. And I understand that when we are on this journey of understanding manifestation, we usually are on this journey to materialize particular things, to achieve certain goals. And usually those goals are somewhat superficial, somewhat, you know, materialistic, and that is okay. It is okay to want particular things and want certain experiences. But you also have to be mindful that these manifestations, these goals that you are to achieve, are simply stepping stones toward self-realization as to who you really are, the creator of your universe, the creator of your reality. And so, as materialistic things being one of the few things that you wish to experience and create, a very important aspect of creation in your existence is creating a legacy. And what does that look like for you? Being mindful about always wanting to leave a mark, to contribute to society in such a way that people remember you, people acknowledge you, is very important to the human and also the spiritual experience. And so it's important for you to recognize that when you're on this journey of consciously creating, that you are doing so from the standpoint of not only creating for yourself, but also creating for grand consciousness or even collective consciousness, creating so that way you actually make an imprint, that you leave an impact on people, that you leave an impact in all of consciousness, not just from a very metaphysical standpoint, right? Because grand consciousness, all that we all as individuals do and experience, grand consciousness will in fact acknowledge that experience and receive that experience. But for those who are still here, living their lives as individuals, living in human experience, you want them to also be able to look at you, remember you, and recognize that there is something amazing within you, but more importantly, recognize that the same thing that is within you is within them. And so, as you are looking to leave this legacy, this impact, you want to be mindful that the impact is a positive one. So how do you leave a legacy of a positive impact on people? You have to be mindful about your true identity, right? Your consciousness. And I'm not talking about the ego in itself. The ego, yes, is a part of your identity. The ego, in fact, creates your identity, but you are not just the ego. Whom you really are is your consciousness. But the ego contributes into creating an identity, creating what is special about you, and you being able to have the self-awareness about that uniqueness. And so as you are being authentically you and being unique to yourself and making sure that you express out that uniqueness to those around you, to the world, and of course, to grand consciousness, because grand consciousness wants you to be your authentic self, because being your authentic self leads you to your fulfillment, your happiness, and all the things that you desire in life. And so as you are connected with pure consciousness and that you are the individualized expression of this grand intelligence, right? Grand consciousness, AKA God, you then must lead from that point of view. You must lead with the understanding as to who you really are. Not just a name, not just your thoughts, not just your mind, not just your body, but what is fueling that. The purpose behind why you have all those things is to manifest and express consciousness. Consciousness is the purest part of yourself. That is the part of yourself that is the light, that is the beauty, that is the laughter, that is the joy. Yes, we recognize that the other emotions, which can be categorized as the negative emotions, are also a part of you, but that is not your truest form, right? Your truest form is one of joy, is one of abundance, not one of fear or lack. And so when you are creating a positive legacy for yourself, of yourself, you must understand that you must lead with that positivity. You must lead with that sense of true abundance that is all things. You see, when we identify with just the ego as being who we are, you must understand that the ego is creating separations constantly. And the ego, when it is not managed, is coming from a place of lack and fear because it is the anti-consciousness, right? It is of the consciousness because everything is of consciousness, but it is, its nature is to be the opposite. And so consciousness recognizes oneness of all things. So ego recognizes the idea of or concept of oneness or separation, right, from the oneness. And so you have to acknowledge that you are not to be led by the ego. You are to manage the ego and to be led by consciousness, abundance, joy, that there is more than enough for all people and that we are all one. And so everything that you do should come from leading from that space. And when you are authentic with who you are, in connection with the small aspects of the ego that make you unique, you are moving from in a place that allows you to be really influential and highly impactful in a very positive and beautiful way. You see, people want to be moved. They want to be inspired. And those that truly inspire are connected with consciousness and connected with a little bit of ego. Because remember, it is all part of the same whole, right? Consciousness is the yin, ego is the yang. But always remember, consciousness, the light, always is just a little bit stronger than quote-unquote the darkness. So when you recognize that wholeness and that completion represents abundance, it represents completion, it represents wholeness, it represents oneness, and you move from that space, then you understand that everything you do comes from a place of positivity, joy, and abundance. And so when you are experiencing life and you're experiencing all of the spectrum of emotions and situations and communication, that you think about what it is and how you're going to communicate to people, to the world, to the universe, to yourself. Remember that it's all one thing. So even though you think you are communicating to an individual, you are actually communicating to a reflection of yourself. When you are communicating to the universe, you are communicating to a reflection of yourself because everything is yourself. Everything comes from your perspective, your consciousness, right? So as you understand this, you recognize that being of positivity, joy, abundance, and expressing that out is truly showing love for yourself. When you are acknowledging other people, you are acknowledging the divinity within them because you acknowledge the divinity within you, then everything truly expresses itself from a place of completion and joy and happiness. So you have to recognize that every form of communication that you express must come from that space, that mentality, that reality, not from a place of the ego, which can be driven by fear, lack, separation. This is how you create a positive legacy. A positive impact is by being the essence of this oneness that is truly you. And you must manage the ego and put it in its place. And then once you put it in its place, then you understand your truest essence. And you can express that out and simply be you, the true you. Okay? So recognize that when you express yourself, you must lead from abundance. lead from expressing yourself from a place of happiness, joy, that there is more than enough because you are infinite, just like the universe is. You are not separate from the universe. You are the universe. So continue to move forward. Communicate with love. Communicate with compassion. All right? Share with love. Share with compassion. Even though, yeah, you may have those negative thoughts in your mind lingering back there, but you have to manage those negative thoughts. That is just the ego trying to protect you because that's what his job is to do. But the ego also is delusional, right? It is not based on the true reality of all that is. So once you understand that, then you can move forward recognizing that only thing that really matters is the oneness that you are as the universe with the universe, the oneness that you are with individuals, and recognize that they are reflections of yourself. And this is how you leave a true legacy. This is how people remember you when you transition and you move on to the next realm. They carry you with them because they are impacted by the positivity, by the acknowledgement that you are expressing that divinity that is you. Thank you so much. Feel free to go to drabundant.com, subscribe to my newsletter, and also get access to my free ebook, The Power Within. Continue to join me on this journey. Peace and abundance always.